on 1116 SEN. Halftime with Daniel Harford for boozebids.com.au. Bid, win and save on Australia's largest range of booze and the Photon Tunland, the only ute that comes with the legendary Cummins engine.
There were no fights yesterday in the ANZ Championship clash between the Vixens and the Swifts, but I reckon at some stage they might have been thinking about it just to stop the momentum. Bianca Chatfield was there watching it all unfold in front of her. She joins us on halftime. G'day, Bianca.
G'day, half.
It was almost time to go the knuckle there yesterday at some stage just to stop the flow.
I should have done something like that, shouldn't I? Honestly, I'm still in shock as to what happened, to be honest. It was just one of those games that they just absolutely blew us away and we had zero answers for it.
It was amazing. I sat down with my beautiful daughter, the Abenator, and we're watching on the couch and we thought, here we go. This will be a really good, intense contest, tight from start to finish. It was never tight. It was pretty much from the first 2 minutes, their ball movement, their ability to squeeze us and force us to go wing to wing as opposed to goal, we just never stood a chance, Bianca. What was it?
Yeah, I wish I knew, but you're exactly right. They played a phenomenal game, so full credit to them because, you know, that obviously studied us and knew exactly what they needed to do to shut our game plan down. We thought we'd done, you know, had a great week in terms of our preparation. Yeah. But the thing is, I guess you can know all you want about the other team, but you've got to actually go out there and do it.
Yep.
And I think what we've probably spoken about over the last couple of weeks is that kind of disconnect, that 1 minute our defence ends okay and the next minute our attack ends okay, but it's never at the same time. And what they did really well was they started the game and both ends of the court were firing for them. And that just created the momentum they needed to carry it through to the rest of the game. But, you know, I think it was 16-9 at quarter time. And
yeah,
I walked off and just was like, I cannot believe that just happened in that first quarter, let alone then what took place for the rest of the game.
Well, I'm not even sure I've mentioned the score yet because it was just so hard to mention, just to get the words out of my mouth, Bianca. 67-43 is a 24-goal smacking by the New South Wales Swifts, who were just awesome. If you're a netball fan or a sports fan, you want to see just a clinic, get a copy of this game.
Don't watch.
Well, not for you, but for sports fans. You mentioned both ends of the court. Sharni Layton was brilliant down the back for Sydney, and then Susan Pettit started like a house on fire, 9 from 9, I think she was at quarter time. So it was very, very difficult. How'd you go trying to stop her?
Yeah, it was really tough, and like the speed that they were moving the ball at made it super hard for us to even try and contest the ball. But, you know, they all played brilliantly. And I think for Sharni Layton, who is a Victorian, let's add, she had a phenomenal game and she was everywhere. And I think we just, her intensity and almost her intimidation out there on the court meant that most of the time we were just handing her the ball without her having to do too much about it. So, yeah, she was really good. But all right, just got to go back to the drawing board now and figure out what we need to do to make sure these last four games that we have in the season, you know, we fight like as hard as we can to try and grab a finals position.
Can you tell me what Simone McInnes, the coach of the Vixens, said at quarter time and how you tried to restructure and address what they were doing to try and counter and be more productive in the second, third and last quarters?
Yeah, at quarter time she was still quite calm and it was just about us doing the simple thing. So, you know, deciding early what centre pass that we were going to be on and making sure that we got the ball onto the edge of the circle before we fed it into our goalers to eliminate the amount of ball that Sharni would be able to get her hands on.
Yep.
But what they were doing really well was keeping us off the edge of the circle so they didn't have our feeders had to feed from further away, which obviously is never as accurate. But then at halftime, you know, I spoke to the coaching staff as I was walking into the change rooms and everyone was a bit bewildered as to what was going on and everyone was a bit shocked. So we then tried to, you know, put some of our young girls out there, and that's probably the only positive to come out of the game was that Ellis Tegneild and Emily Mannix got to play their first games for the Vixens. So not the ideal scenario to put them out there on the court, but I actually thought they did quite a good job when they got out there.
Good that you bring up the top of the circle, because they seem to be playing, and I'm not sure how common this is, and I'm keen to ask you that, seem to be playing almost a bit of a press zone type situation to keep you away from that area of the court. Is that what happens every week, or is that just a technique they tried against you yesterday?
No, that's often what you come up against when you play New Zealand teams. They have a bit of a zone, and then Sharni or the goalkeeper is a sweeper at the back who just has a go at anything that's coming her way.
Yeah.
So the zone is purely there to get the ball lifted high because you can contest more clean ball when it's up in the air.
Yep.
And, you know, it worked well. You don't often expect it from an Australian team, and they kind of put it on quite deep in the circle rather than through the midcourt.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was different, but yet again, credit to them for, you know, studying, I guess, our game plan and knowing that we hadn't probably come up against something like that before.
They were brilliant, 67-43, the New South Wales Swifts, and they take over our spot on the Australian Conference table. They're now third, we are fourth after that loss on the weekend. It doesn't get any easier either, Bianca, because it's the Firebirds this week who went across and defeated the Fever on their home court for the first time this year.
No, it doesn't get any easier, and Firebirds had another great game. So I'll be very interested to see how Fever go now, because they've got a bye, and so far most teams coming off the bye haven't been that great, and we get Fever when they come off the bye in a couple of weeks. So I can't wait to have a crack at them and see what we can do. But, you know, we have to get our game plan right. We have to make sure that we fix all our little problems.
Yes, it's not going to be easy, the Firebirds this week for the mighty Melbourne Vixens, who had a rough day, but the other scorelines, the Mystics defeated the Tuk-Tuks 61-53. The Mystics are on top of the New Zealand Conference, and I mentioned the Firebirds West Coast Fever score as well. Tough week, tough day yesterday, Bianca, but heads up, chin up, as always, next week. That's the beauty of the game. We wish you the best, and we'll chat to you next Monday.
All right, no problems, Harf. Hopefully it's going to be a better story next week.
We would like to think so. We'll see how we go. Bianca Chatfield, the legend from the mighty Melbourne Vixens, with us on Halftime.